Next up, we'll talk about District 87 schools in Bloomington who want to expand early childhood education, but there are some hoops to jump through to get a new facility. WGLT's Terrence Jones has more.
District 87 Superintendent Dave Mauser says the current early childhood program operates out of Sarah Raymond School on West Olive Street.
We've got about 300 students in pre-K here, and we actually have a waiting list, and we have a lot of underserved families that could really use that. And so if we could, you know, if we could double in size, that would be fantastic, right?
Instead of building a new school, Mauser says they've begun looking at underused or vacant properties in town. One of those on Oakland Avenue is owned by State Farm. Mauser says the district will fund a purchase of whatever building with reserves, working cash fund bonds already issued, and other budgetary adjustments. There will be no tax increase. But Mauser says it's not as easy as you might think.
We can't negotiate really in good faith and in real time as a school district to take over any building or space for student occupancy without a referendum, which was news to me. And that's even if you have, you know, you have funding available locally that you know, you have for projects.
State Representative Sharon Chong of Bloomington and State Senator Dave Kaler of Peoria are helping with legislation to grant District 87 a waiver to buy a building without going to voters. He says the Decatur schools received a similar waiver a few years ago. Mauser says the district will still honor the intent of the referendum requirement, which is transparency and public input into the decision. He said any waiver would come with a public hearing provision. Mauser says another factor to take into account is Governor J.B. Pritzker's recent statement about expanding pre-K offerings.
This feels like a really good time for us to look at this opportunity because there's over $100 million that's been allocated supposedly, you know, for pre-K programming, pre-K expansion, particularly even grant funding for, you know, renovations and buildings for pre-K.
Though the State Farm building on Oakland Avenue is only one option, it is big. Mauser says it could potentially also house expanded career and technical education program growth at the other end of the student age range. Reporting with Charlie Schlenker, I'm Terrence Jones.